speaker is Dr. Kathleen Gallagher. She's the former team leader for CDC's Measles, Mumps, Rubella, and Polio team, and is the current division director for the Division of Notifiable Diseases and Healthcare Information in the Office of Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratories.
I just used the mouse for this. Okay. Good afternoon. So I'm going to talk a little bit this afternoon about an outbreak that happened in Orange County, New York, and an intervention that we did there which involved administering a third dose of MMR vaccine to some school children. And this was really a collaborative effort of both CDC, the New York State Health Department, and the Orange County Health Department, who's represented here by Barbara Valour. And I think was really a successful endeavor because of this really great collaboration. Okay, I'm going to start like everybody else. Chris, George, everybody you see gives a talk on mumps, and they start by giving a little bit of background. I'll make that brief. And I'll also give you a brief description of the overall Northeast mumps outbreak that happened in 2009 and 2010, but I'm not going to spend a lot of detail on that. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the methods we used to investigate this Orange County outbreak and the methods that we used, the study that we used to assess the impact of the third dose of MMR vaccine. I'll talk about the results of those two investigations, and then I'll summarize our findings. Okay, I'm going to just skip this because Chris just did it. There is going to be a quiz before you leave to see if you can actually see what the incubation period for mumps is, so take a quick look. And as you all are aware, the current vaccine recommendations for mumps vaccine in the U.S. are those that are made by the ACIP, and they recommend two doses of MMR vaccine routinely given at 12 to 15 months of age for the first dose and 4 to 6 years of age for the second dose. I should note also that really monovalent mumps is no longer available in the U.S., so virtually all mumps vaccination now in the U.S. is given as MMR. And there is no current recommendation for a third dose of MMR vaccine, be it as a routine dose or for outbreak control. So prior to the licensure of the mumps vaccine in 1967, mumps was an endemic disease. And we saw basically the endemic disease throughout the U.S., and then about every 3 years or so we would see a peak, a little epidemic. And this meant that probably there were millions of cases actually happening every year, although surveillance probably couldn't detect that. The peak incidence was in young children, age 5 to 9, and seroprevalence studies during that pre-vaccine era suggested that about 90% of urban dwellers were infected by the time they were 14 years old. There were many outbreaks that were reported during this time in crowded settings such as prisons, orphanages, schools, and military. It sort of sounds familiar. So this slide you've probably seen many times before, but it just schematically shows what happened with mumps incidence with the introduction of mumps vaccine. So in 1967, the mumps vaccine was licensed, and even before it was routinely recommended in 1977, we started to see declines in mumps incidence because it was used in some segments of the population. In 1977, it was recommended to be part of the routine childhood schedule, and you see further declines in mumps incidence until 1986, when there was a small resurgence between 1986 and 1992, similar to the time when there was a measles resurgence. And then some of you at least will remember that in 1989, to help control this measles resurgence, a second dose of MMR vaccine was recommended for measles control. So once again, we saw then a decline in the incidence of measles and, measles and mumps, and it continued to decline to an all-time low, really, in the early 2000s of about 300 cases a year. Then we saw another outbreak in 2006. Many of you will remember that. That was centered mostly in the Midwestern United States. And then again, that brings us to 2009 and 2010, when we had the outbreak that both Chris and I and then George will be talking about. So this just briefly shows what happens in more recent years. And you can see in 2006, there was this large outbreak of over 6,000 cases that was centered primarily in 8 Midwestern states. Most of those cases were vaccinated college students. And then we had a decline after that outbreak back in 2007, 8, and 9 to not quite but almost baseline levels of what had been seen in the early part of the of that decade. And then you see here the outbreak that happened in 2009 and 2010. So this northeastern U.S. mumps outbreak was the second largest outbreak that we've had since 1989, since the two-dose schedule has been in effect. And like the outbreak in 2006, this was a highly vaccinated student population that was living in crowded conditions and had crowded classroom environments. In this particular outbreak, the index case was an 11-year-old boy who was returning from the UK, where there is had been an ongoing mumps outbreak, and he returned to the States to attend a summer camp for Orthodox Jewish boys in, I think it was Sullivan County, New York. So he went to that camp. He infected some of his fellow camp attendees, and then those boys subsequently went out to a variety of different communities in the greater New York area, and that's sort of how this outbreak got seeded. By December 29th, by the end of 2009, about 1,700 cases had been reported nationally, and 392 of these had occurred in Orange County. In Orange County, the majority of the cases were in an Orthodox Jewish community. The median age of cases was 15, and 68% were male. 85% had received two doses of mumps-containing vaccine, and the majority of the cases were between the ages of 11 and 17. So this outbreak happened in a community called Kiryas Joel, which is in part of Monroe, which is a town in Orange County, New York. And the population in this town is almost exclusively Orthodox Jewish, primarily Hasidic Jew. The primary language spoken at home is Yiddish. And the average age, I think the median age of the population in this particular community is 15, making it one of the lowest median ages in the U.S. And the reason for this is that typically families are very large, and they have a lot of children who might range in age from 1 to 20. And so it wasn't unusual to find families that that had a lot of kids. In this particular outbreak in Orange County, there was really a lot of transmission going on at yeshivas. And these are sex-segregated religious schools. Yeshivas are primarily for boys. And this picture gives you an example of what a typical study session would be like for some of the older boys, but boys who had already reached the age of puberty. And you can see that there's a lot of crowding inside this study hall, and there is, although you can't see it here, there's a lot of face-to-face contact with a study partner during the course of the day. And in many cases, the amount of the length of the school day was in excess of 12 hours. So this was much longer and much more condensed contact than you would expect in a normal school setting. So I'll just talk briefly about what the methods were here. So we use standard outbreak investigation methods. Like Chris said, we use the CSTE case definition. That's usually applied throughout most of the U.S. Reporting of mumps cases is mandated by law in New York State, as in most places. And information is collected on the case report on epidemiologic vaccination and clinical information. And because this outbreak was occurring quite rapidly, we had all the sites send data to CDC on a weekly basis after it was de-identified. So because there was sustained ongoing transmission in three religious schools that were in this village of Kiryas Joel, we had ongoing discussions with the community and the Orange County and New York State Health Department, and we had decided that it would be worth trying to see if a third dose of MMR vaccine might help in mitigating this outbreak. So because a routine dose of third dose of MMR vaccine is not recommended by ACIP, we got IRB approval from both the New York State Health Department and CDC before we conducted this study. The study was focused in 11 to 17-year-old kids who were primarily in 6th to 12th grade, and the reason for this was because this was the age group with the highest attack rate. We focused on the three religious schools in the town because 98% of children attended these three religious schools. And in order for these schools to be eligible, there had to be ongoing mumps transmission in the preceding 2 weeks and high two-dose MMR vaccine coverage. And in all of these schools, the MMR2 vaccine coverage was validated by using a COCASA immunization audit, which Barbara did herself. And the average MMR2 vaccine coverage for these three schools was 94%. In order for students to be eligible to have a dose, they had to have no previous history of mumps, and they had to have no previous receipt, sorry for that typo, of a third dose of MMR vaccine. And then the third dose of MMR vaccine was offered to assenting students after obtaining consent from their parents. We then calculated age-specific attack rates for both the pre-intervention and post-intervention periods using the formula that's listed here. Okay, so let me briefly take you through the results. So all told, there were 790 cases that occurred in Orange County between September 1st and June 30th, 2010. The median age was 14, with a range from 6 months to 51 years. 64% of the cases were male, which again wasn't surprising because this outbreak originally was focused in yeshivas. And 70% of the cases had documented two doses of vaccination. In this outbreak, the health department staff started asking the mumps cases where they were exposed, and by this I mean that they would, when they were interviewing a reported case of mumps, they'd say, "Is there anyone else in your school that has mumps, or is there anyone else in your household who's been diagnosed with mumps?" And so about 72% of the cases reported that they had been exposed at school, and all of the cases in this particular outbreak presented with peritonitis. So I'll just focus on the top part of this schematic. This shows you basically who was eligible for and received a third dose of MMR vaccine. So altogether, there were 2,688 6th to 12th graders in these three participating schools. And of those, 2,265 were eligible. There were 358 students who were excluded because they had a prior history of mumps, and there were 65 who had received a third dose of MMR vaccine before, primarily from their private provider. So then of those 2,265 eligible students, 1,808, or 80%, chose to receive this campaign dose of MMR vaccine. And in the vast majority of those, this was actually their third dose of MMR. There were a few that actually hadn't received two doses before, so those kids still got vaccinated, but we didn't include them in our analysis. And then this slide basically shows you, yellow is the epidemic curve for Orange County. And then the red box here is the intervention period for when the vaccine was administered. And you can see, you'll see it more dramatically later, that the outbreak was already on the decline, as is usually the case, when the intervention was administered. So this slide shows the age-specific attack rates in Orange County by age group. And the group that was targeted for the intervention was the 11 to 17-year-olds, and they're here in the yellow line. And so I guess what I'd highlight here is that, again, if you look prior to the red line, you'll see that in many of the age groups there was already a decline in the age-specific attack rates. But what you'll notice in the yellow line is that those age-specific attack rates continue to decline precipitously, even though in some other age groups there is a sort of a bit of bumping around. So the incidence goes up again after this intervention. And that's because, with the exception of the 11 to 17-year-olds, there were no other groups that were targeted for this third dose. So we also looked at the attack rates, the age-specific attack rates in the pre-intervention period. So that was the 28 days before we actually had this vaccine campaign. And then the post-incubation period, which is 28 days after the incubation, after one incubation period for mumps would be over. And the reason why we used that period is we actually were expecting that mumps cases would occur during that first incubation period, because there's no data that suggests that post-exposure prophylaxis with MMR prevents mumps. And then we calculated the rate ratios for those two different attack rates. And what you see here is that you do see that in almost, well, at least in three of the age groups, there are declines in the age-specific attack rates over those two time periods. But it's by far the most dramatic in this age group highlighted in yellow, the intervention group, where the rate ratio was almost 30. So in conclusion, this was the first study to assess the impact of a third dose of MMR on transmission of mumps in an outbreak setting. The preliminary data analysis suggests that a third MMR dose targeted at the most highly affected age group may have played a role in controlling the outbreak. There was an overall decline in the mumps outbreak, and there was a dramatic decline in the 11 to 17-year-old age groups. Additional analysis will be needed to fully evaluate the impact of a third dose of MMR in controlling mumps outbreaks, and these results might impact policy recommendations during future outbreaks. And I'd just like to acknowledge everyone who played a role in this intervention. And there was a lot of them, and we really had a lot of help in getting this done. And also to acknowledge the co-authors who are highlighted in yellow.